Good morning. 6:27, August the 1st, 2016. I was humping along here this morning, trying to get caught up. I got out about 10 minutes late. I'm about 5 minutes. I made up 3 or 4 minutes. Not five, but 3 or 4. I needed to be at about 6:20 right now, but this is still early enough. I'll be back by 6:45. I have an appointment. I need to leave for it. 7:45, so yeah, okay, fine. It's therapy day. And it's early therapy. I've got to be there by 8 o'clock. I certainly have time for that, even get time for breakfast before I leave. So, yesterday was the third 7K day in a row. It took me until 10:30 last night to do it, most of it, half of it exactly. 3,500 words was after dinner, I spent all day trying to get 3,500 words to go together before dinner. And it's not like I was spending a lot of time doing other things, playing games, talking to people online or anything. It was just, I'd be sitting there and realize that I was half asleep. It's not because of the story, it was because I'm exhausted. Today is probably not going to be a great deal better because I only got, 6 hours sleep. Man, I was up at 5, got going, got some of the feedback incorporated into Milk Run. I'm expecting to get a lot more in the next couple days. Thanks to everybody who's doing the betas. Special shout out to Chong Go for some very cogent observations on the story flow. I'm taking it as a good sign that there have been a couple of people who have pointed to pretty much the same problems that they have. And I'm taking those very seriously. There's a couple of problematic conversations that don't flow correctly for the reader. They seem perfectly logical to me. But yeah, you know, if readers are having trouble, then whether it makes sense to me or not is largely irrelevant. There's also a transition from betrayal and anger to acceptance that is a little bit too smooth, a little bit too pat, a little bit too small. 2 or 3 people have pointed that out. It was actually one of the things that I was concerned about. So I've tried to beef that up. And I have had one person say that he thought the ending was too abrupt. I don't know that I disagree. I don't know that I disagree with that at all. I think it's probably a good observation. We'll see what y'all think. I don't mean to be leading the witness here. If you're listening to this before you've actually finished the beta read, I've probably now just poisoned the well. At any rate, the driving news this morning, the big news for me this morning was that with the end of day last night. 10:30 at night. It was 7,000 words, 21,000 words into the new book. 21,000 words into darkness. The story is the story. I don't know. I have no idea where it's going. I do know that when I get it rolling along, it rolls. It just rolls. I mean, I sat down rather late last night. It was like 8 o'clock. And I had 18,000 words into the new book. And between 8 o'clock and 10:30, wrote another, 3,000 words? Yeah, I wrote another 3,000 words between 8 and 10:30. So 2.5 hours, so word count per hour is something over 1,000 words. My usual production rate is about 1,000 words an hour. So it was doing a little bit better than average, in spite of the fact that it was late in the day. I was tired. This weird stuff happening. The weird stuff that I actually liked. Weird stuff that may have to come back and see us again. So yeah, it's quite cool. It's quite fun. I like it when it rolls. Man, I love it when it rolls. But we were having a conversation at the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers group where we were talking about what we'd learned from doing Novelrama, 25,000 words in 4 days. And one of the authors said, She finally realized that if she only did 2,500 words a day, which is about an hour and a half per day of writing, if she did it every day, she'd have like 600,000 words at the end of the year, and that would be a bunch of novels at the end of the year. And it's something that I have known, I've actually talked about here before. If I wrote 5,000 words a day, which is generally 5 hours, if I call it six hours a day, 5 days a week, that's 50,000 words a week. No, 50,000 words every 2 weeks. Sorry, got a little carried away. 50,000 words every 2 weeks, which is 100,000 words in a month, which is the length of Milk Run. It's the length of Ashes Born. It's a novel a month. And right now I'm learning that I can actually work two projects at once, because I've got Milk Run with the beta readers. I've given Karen Conlon a heads up. I've actually paid for both of these books to be edited, so she's reserving a slot for me. I will get, if I can maintain the pace, if I can keep my focus through the end of darkness, I'll be able to publish a book in August, I'll be able to publish a book in September. And maybe get another one out in October, which would be Suicide Run. If I can maintain my focus, if I can keep the production up, if I can handle the pace without burning out. I'm going to have to slack off a little bit the rest of this week. I'm going to drop back to 5,000 words a day. That's going to be my new target range. I bumped it up to 7,000. 7,000 is doable, but I'm exhausted. I am totally exhausted. And part of it is that I'm not sleeping at night. I'm getting up too early in the morning, monk post. And I don't, as thrilling as it is to be 21,000 words, if I make my goal today, it'll be 28,000 words into this new book. And the plot is unfolding right on track. I'm coming up on the point where they're about to take the new ship, the new crew, into uncharted space. Although it's not uncharted. It's just, these people don't know about, or at least Ishmael doesn't know about. It turns out that a lot of his crew does. Al does, Pip does. Chief Stevens does. In fact, those three people have all been there before. My boots are squeaking again. I did get down a little rabbit hole yesterday, looking at bicycles and groceries. One of the things that takes up an inordinate amount of my time in the week are quick grocery runs. I've got enough food for today, tomorrow. It's a little bit boring. I don't have the fresh foods I'd like to have. But I'd like to have some broccoli right now because I would dearly like to make some chicken Alfredo Primavera, but I've got the carrots. I need some broccoli to go in it. That would be perfect. Or even better would be some Brussels sprouts. Yes, don't go ew. Some Brussels sprouts quartered and sautéed, and a little bit of butter with some onion, and then splash with a bit of chicken broth, topped off with some Alfredo. I'll have to chop up some chicken to throw in there too, but yeah, that makes it's delicious. It's particularly good with turkey. I don't know what it is with turkey. Maybe it's the meatier flavor of turkey, but yeah, turkey with, why should I make a turkey Brussels sprouts and mushroom gravy that we have during the holidays that is always a big hit, even with kids who don't really like, wait for it, Brussels sprouts. But anyway, you know, about three quarters of the times that the car leaves the garage, it's something that I have to, it's some errand that I'm going to run by myself, on my own. Like this morning, I've got to go 2 miles down the road, if that. Mile and a half down the road at 8 o'clock, and then swing by the grocery store and pick up a couple of relatively small items and come back Now, the car, you know, it's real fast. It's zip, zip. 5 minutes down, 5 minutes back. Including getting stopped by the traffic light each way. But I wouldn't... I could do that on a bicycle. And it would take an extra... maybe an extra 5 minutes. And the kicker... the kicker is, I have a bicycle. But it's been hanging in the garage for 20 years. I'm not even sure it still works. Being hung on its back wheel for this long, I'm not even sure the wheel is still any good. I'm 100% sure that the chain is a mess. And this is in a place that is, for the most part, really, really flat. I mean, between here and the grocery store, there is a hill. It's not a steep hill, but I wouldn't have to pedal all the way down. Basically, once I get out onto West 20th, it's downhill to the grocery store. Bad news is it's uphill all the way home. But, you know, it's a mile. It's not a steep grade. The 12 speed lugs down beautifully. So I'm thinking I'm going to go over, take it over. There's a bike shop about a mile away. The bike is in no condition to be ridden. But I could throw it in the back of the car, throw it in the back of the van, and take it over and say, what can you do? They charge $200 for an overhaul. And the question is, would it be worth doing the overhaul? And then either making a decision after that whether or not to build a beefier bike strictly for these kinds of short errand runs, or add a few, you know, get it cleaned up, get it in working condition again, and use it. It was a pretty expensive bike when I bought it. I bought it a long time ago, 35 years. Something like that. I bought it when I was living in Portland, Maine, and needed to go the length of the peninsula from my apartment at one end of the peninsula. Portland is on a peninsula. And to go from one end of the peninsula out to the other end a couple times a day, out and back. And it was great exercise. Portland is not flat. Actually, I had it before that. I had it when I was in Waterville, and I used to ride it up and down Mayflower Hill to Colby College Bookstore and back to my little one-room studio, dingy apartment in downtown Waterville. Because most of the time my car would not work. So yeah, that had to be 40 years ago. Wow. So it's an old bike. And I'm thinking if I could get it fixed up, maybe sell it used, use the money to build a modern mountain bike with panniers and racks and stuff would probably be good. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. I gotta get some breakfast so I can get on the road. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.